Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you? I forgot. We're podcasting this one.
We are podcasting right now.
Oh, we are? Oh, shit. Okay. Well, it's very nice to see you. I missed you.
I know. I missed you too.
You know, what's funny is last week I was like, I know it has been like way more than a month since I've talked to him. I think we forgot a month, but we didn't. It just felt like a long time.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, I think of you like a couple times a week. I'll be like, oh, yeah, no.
You know? I got to tell him. That, oh, yeah. Okay, so tell, because we have not spoken in a month. A long ass month in which probably a million things have happened. What has been going on with you? I know you have a lot.
I don't know. This is weird. This is so weird.
How so?
Yeah. Well, let me start by explaining if you're like, why are you guys in my podcast feed again?
Oh, that's a good point.
We should tell people what the hell's going on. So we said we quit the podcast in August. And it's now November, and we said we said to keep an eye on your feed. We might not disappear completely, and we are we're kind of touching base. And you and I now sort of have a chat every month, but we thought this one we'll record and we'll just kind of let people know how things are developing for us. So that's why you're getting us in your podcast feed today.
And, you know, to be honest, I mostly forgot we were doing that too. I just set up my microphone. So I'm glad that you sent me that text message.
Yes, yes.
Well, so, it is so good to see you.
It is great to see you as well. And like, we're recording this on Monday evening, and I figured I would push it out on our normal Wednesday. And yeah. I have no fucking idea what the world looks like right now.
Oh my God, you're right. So this is November 2nd. The election is tomorrow. You know what's so interesting is that I was listening to a podcast it was a writing podcast. I think it was, it doesn't matter what kind of podcast it was, but it was in Britain. And they mentioned how, you know, the election is next week. And they were talking about our election because we have screwed with the whole world with this. Everybody is so ready to have this over with.
This is crazy. I mean, it is, you know, I have a historical perspective. So like when I hear people say like the most important election of all time, like they've said that since 1918 about every election. but what is different is we're going to have record breaking numbers at the polls. We will have more
exciting?
People will vote than ever.
Already, Hawaii and Texas have had more people early vote than they had vote at all in 2016. Yeah. So, I just got goosebumps thinking about that. And you know which side of history I stand on, and it is
And I'm on that side too. So,
yeah. Well, that's because you're a reasonable human being. We can't piss off any listeners now since we, you know, fired ourselves from the show.
Right? Anyway. Yeah, we canned ourselves, so it doesn't matter.
Don't at us. Okay, so I know that you have been going through like a major sea change.
I have.
All the ways.
And what's crazy is I started working on this before we quit the podcast. And so I'm thinking probably
months before,
June, maybe I've been working on this. And on one hand, I'm no further along than I was in June. And on the other hand, I am miles ahead of where I've ever been on any project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim. So tell us about that.
So here's why. I've had entrepreneurship disease my entire life, which is
Me too.
Run and I get this hair, this wild hair. I get this bug up my ass and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I run off and I start building shit. And I build it and I build it and I build it and I put all this time and effort and money into it. And then I go, okay, who wants this? And I look around and then I have to try and sell it to people who didn't even ask for it. It was just something I thought would be cool. And I've done that over and over and over again. And I know better. That's what's terrible. Like I taught this shit to kids. And I'm still making this mistake. And this is why we need editors, right? Like we can teach editing and we can edit other people's stuff. And
we cannot edit ourselves.
We can't. So this one's been different. I have been I'm still in research mode. I'm setting up interviews to talk to people. I have a general idea of what it is I can bring to the world. And what I have to figure out is like, how do I get it there? So I'm not completely starting at zero. Like and I know that there's a demand. So like I'm targeting people who are our age. When I say our age, I say Gen Xers, 45 yeah. to 60-ish. Yeah. And these are people who are struggling with debt, who either don't have a retirement fund or they're underfunded and they're looking at that retirement horizon and going, shit, I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to start. They don't have time to save for 40 years or 30 years. So I know like there's a need for that. And I know that people want that, but I have to resist the temptation to go and build. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm holding back in the building phase, and I'm completely in customer discovery right now. I'm talking to people. I'm asking them, what's keeping you up at night? What are you struggling with? And then hopefully in 2021, I'll build something.
And this is, you're doing this under your real name.
I'm doing this under Tim. Yeah. Because yeah. I have the teacher and the entrepreneurship cred, and Jay Thorne was a fabricated pseudonym, obviously, but it was tailored for, you know, horror, dark fiction. And it's just not the same. Like it, even if I wanted to keep them the same, it wouldn't work.
And I wouldn't have called you that had you not outed yourself in that last email that you had sent.
Yeah. And I've been outing myself for a while. I just, a lot of people don't, you know, they don't pay that close attention. Why should they? And so when they saw like, they saw this other name, they're like, wait a minute.
So what I'm not hearing from any of this is fiction writing Jay Thorne. Where is fiction writing Jay Thorne going?
Well, so I have, here's what's crazy, right? I have really reallocated a lot of stuff. So since Zach and I decided not to be co-writing anything right now, I have doubled down on the manuscript I'm working on with JD. Mm-hmm. So that is, I'm still working on that daily. And I have
that
a little
a good title. You have a good working title. What
Darwin's
is
Darwin's Challenge is the
yes,
working title. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I'm excited about it. And, I've gotten through, I'm halfway through the second draft where I'm filling in beyond dialogue only. So I'm hoping by the end of the year, I have something I can put in front of JD for him to rip apart. And then we'll take the next step. But that's full on, like that's where a lot of my creative, writing energy is going. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a little collaboration that I haven't really talked about yet. That's kind of coming along. I'm in a different role on that. So, but that's it. Like that's really what's been my focus. Not, you know me, I like to write like 3 and 4 and 5 different projects at once. And I'm not.
How does that feel to make that big pivot?
You know what? It feels great. And I'll tell you what feels great about it. Like the pivot I had to do, like that's where I was headed, whether I wanted to or not. Like, and I just had to realize that. And once I did, it all sort of clicked. But and I think we touched upon this the last time you and I talked privately. Like I'm not a rapid release guy. I tried to be, but it doesn't work for me. And I'm so into this story and I just get so excited to come to this project because there's no timetable. There's no deadline. I'm not like, oh, I need this to pay the electric bill next month. Like it's revived the joy of writing for me.
I love that. And I love hearing that too, because it takes a little bit of, you know, guilt off of my shoulders too, because whenever I hear about people that I love writing so rapidly, I think of these books that I spend, you know, like a year on, a year and a half on, and I feel so slow, but that's the way I work. I write something and then I craft it and then I work on it some more and some more and some more, and I'm always learning about it.
I want to sink into it. Like I want to wrap it around me. I want to take my time. I want to really pay attention to the craft. And I'm not like, you can write great stuff writing fast. I can't. Like I need that time to like digest and chew on it and play with it and have fun. Like I wasn't having as much fun as I should have been.
I love that. Well, and now that I say it, I'm kind of taking back what I said. I always write fast. Like I write a book in a month or a book in 6 weeks, and then I revise it over the course of 6 weeks or whatever, but I'm taking time with it, expanding into it and wrapping it around me. So, but I will say that I started Nano yesterday and I am having so much fun because this is a year that I'm really nanoing it up, like really writing the book. So
well, tell us more about what you're doing, what you got going on.
I, I'm still revising. You're already ready, which is the old replenish. And I've been going pretty well at that, but you know, things just kept coming back for Hush Little Baby. So I just got copy edits off my desk. And so now it's just gone. I'll have to look at page proofs once and then I'll never see it again. So that's good. But the other book I'm writing is like the women's fiction kind of lightly funny thing. And it's only been 2 days and it's just been so, I am enjoying a first draft. How long will this last? Wow, I don't know.
That's great.
But I'm really trying to remember what my students and I are always talking about is that joy is really an important part of writing.
Yes. I lost focus of that.
Me too. When you're slogging through that last book, I really loved by the end, Hush Little Baby, but I wrote it to a proposal that I had pitched and I didn't feel like there was much creativity or wiggle room. And it really took a long time to play with that. So right now I've got nothing but wiggle room and I'm just wiggling everywhere. And it's so fun. What else? I told you that I'm moving to New Zealand.
Yes. That's still on, I'm assuming.
Still on.
Might be accelerated by the time this airs and by election results come in.
But we might be out by Thursday. Who knows? But I did get my beautiful passport from New Zealand, which I'd never gotten around to ordering, and have that. No matter what, it will take time to go. Like we're going to have to fix up the house, get rid of all of our stuff, you know, decide on whether to take stuff in storage or to actually just ship it with us. You know, I've got a lot of books I want to read. And our dog is still sick, but she's still with us. So as long as Clementine is with us, we're not going anywhere. We can't leave that girl behind. But she's not doing well, but she's doing better than she was. So that's what's slowing us down. Plus all the paperwork stuff, but we're getting excited and looking at Wellington, or wherever we land, we're really just going to go. I think I told you we've got to do the mandatory 2-week quarantine in the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. For $3,000 staying. Like it's hard enough to stay with your partner in a house. I'm not sure how staying in one room for 2 weeks when we've just done one of the most stressful things that human beings can do will go. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But awesome. Everything else is pretty good. I started therapy. So that's a biggie.
What kind of therapy?
I hadn't done therapy in a long time, but I am realizing since I got sober and since I started being okay with looking at feelings and since it's going to sound so dumb and I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but because I always tell you everything. Have you seen The Vow or heard of The Vow?
No.
It's a documentary series about this cult called Nexium, which is very recent.
Got convicted or gets sentenced, right?
Got 120 years, yeah. Which is what he deserved. And the thing that's scary about this cult is it was just like a betterness program, like make yourself better, stronger, a better thinker. All of it like was seriously up and up in terms of like what they were trying to say that they were doing. But in the background, this guy was just a psychopath and grooming people to serve him and ended up having these sex slaves and blah, 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 blah. And it brought up a bunch of like old sexual trauma junk. And I was like, oh, I'm having feelings. What do I do with this? I'll do therapy. And I love therapy. So I'm actually loving doing some EMDR therapy to get rid of some old trauma that I just used to drink over and now is, you know, bothering me at night.
So healthy.
I've been so goddamn healthy. It's stupid. I just made cabbage soup for lunch because I crave vegetables. What is wrong with me? The other healthy thing I did, and this is so bizarre, but I took a poetry class.
Wow.
I took a poetry class from one of my students who is just this beautiful woman. And like, she's one of those people that every word she says, I just want to like listen to. And so when she offered this poetry class, I took it and it was 4 weeks. And I have not done poetry since grad school when I was told I was a bad poet and should just write fiction. And
ouch.
Isn't that interesting though, that I had internalized that so much, even though I work with students all the time who are getting over that kind of painful thing, but I'd never thought to myself that could be a lie. And I have had a month of joyously writing poetry. Like I am a 16-year-old again.
That's so
like,
cool.
I'm just feeling feelings. I literally had therapy the other day and felt weird, so I wrote a poem. I was like, yeah, I am 16 again. This is fantastic. But exploring writing in a way that is complete, and you'll understand this as the serial entrepreneur that we both are, writing poetry, which is 100% not marketable. You will never
so self-indulgent.
It's so beautifully self-indulgent. There's nothing I can do with it but write it and feel it and enjoy it. And spending the time in the words and massaging them and moving them around has just been really joyous. So in a very, very hard time of the world, I've actually been having a pretty okay time.
That's fantastic.
How about your family? Like, how is everyone holding up under pandemic? I know your son was...
Isn't it his
last year of school?
Yeah, he's a senior and he's...
Oh, this is the worst time.
Yeah, he's applying to schools now. And both my kids are at the same campus right now because my daughter's in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they've been attending with full precautions and haven't had any issues. But the anticipated spike from holidays, the school administration made a smart move. No matter what they said to families, they know families are going to break the rules and go and visit.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they're shutting down the campus for like a 3-week or 4-week period.
Oh, that's great.
Over holidays and have the kids learn remotely. And then once a few weeks are past the holidays, then they'll come back to campus where hopefully everyone will have been, you know, separated out by a few weeks.
14 days and all of that. That's so smart.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's still, you know, it's not easy, but it's not easy for anyone right now. So it's just, you just do what you can. And I mean, you know, my daughter doesn't know any better because this is her freshman year, but my son who watched the three previous classes, he watched their senior year and now he's like, yeah, Dad, this kind of sucks. Like this is
totally
not,
like senior is supposed to be your reward for making it through high school.
Like they didn't have the Halloween assembly. Like they, there's so many things that they just can't do right now. And he's kind of feeling
over here in the Bay Area, no one's gone back to school. So
yeah,
everyone is remote. So at least he had like my nephew, this would have been his senior year and he's just so bummed to be in the house. You know,
it's, you just do what you can.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is going on? So very exciting stuff for you as you do this move and pivot stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's revolutionfi.com if anyone wants to check it out. And all I basically have up there is a landing page right now because I started a new podcast.
Wait, is it already like up through podcast? It should be take a drink. Seriously, when Jay says I started a new podcast.
Yeah. Well, and this one is, it's going to be daily. I'm doing a daily podcast. Yeah.
For how long is each episode?
They're like less than 10 minutes, like 5 to 10 minutes. Perfect. So real short form. I'm batching them. So I'm kind of recording them. I'm taking like Friday as my day and I'm recording and doing all of that stuff on Friday so that I don't have to do it all during the week. But I'm parsing them out and, you know, I'm going to try it for a year, and see like producing, you know, a piece of content every day for a year moves the needle for a lot of people. And that's where I'm going to start. And I think part of that too, is I'm kind of exploring to see what it is I want to build or what I need to build based on feedback I get from people. So I figure by starting the podcast and starting that dialogue, between myself and the audience, I can use that later when it's time to build.
See, whenever you talk about fun things like this, I always want to like jump on board. And you know that I had already thought about doing like a daily content show. I keep thinking about doing like the moving show, little 5 or 10 minutes of chat on that every day to go along with the memoir that I will eventually write about it. Of course,
you know, certainly could do that.
Oh, why is starting stuff so attractive?
I don't know. Like, you know, I had like a glorious double whammy because I had both starting energy and finishing energy at the same time. You know, so like we wrapped up, Zach and I wrapped up the career author very recently. A number of other things. I'm like, okay, I'm done doing this. I love that. I love that transitional moment of like wrapping, putting a bow around something and then starting something fresh.
Which I love starting and finishing. I have, in terms of the Clifton strengths, I have achiever and activator, both in my top 10. So I love starting and I love finishing. Like those are just things that I'm really good at. So I do start things and then I finish them, which is useful. What was I going to ask you about? Talking about the career author. So tell us a little bit about how Writers Inc. has changed and how the summit has changed. If you can, is this cool?
Yeah, totally can. Yeah, it's interesting, the podcasts are very different. So like you and I, we kind of ended on this open-ended thing, which is why we're talking again now. And like we may come back periodically. And that Zach and I are like made a very definitive like this is it. And we invited all listeners to join us for the finale. So we had like a live Zoom call and like that's it. So it's
How
like,
fun! I haven't heard that yet.
yeah, it was
No.
great. But that podcast is over. But the Career Author Summit is going forward as planned, and we're even going to be there's some things in the works behind the scenes I can't talk about yet, but we're even going to be adding more to it. But that thing is definitely happening because it's going to be the last one. It's going to be the first and the last. So we're like
Gonna
people,
be
like
awesome.
yeah, don't wait for
Your lineup is amazing.
2022. Like yeah, the lineup's amazing. Like there's not going to be a 2022. So like get in there, get your ticket. So that's staying. And then this was JD's idea. He suggested we bring Zach onto Writers Inc. And Zach is going to make a monthly appearance. And so we are going to keep our interview format for, three of the episodes a month. And then on the last episode of the month, Zach will come on and we'll do a topic-based show, more like we did with the career author. So we're
I
kind of
love that.
merging the two podcasts together.
You're making a superpower podcast,
Yes.
honestly. I think that is going to be really, really, really great.
We're pretty excited about it. It's it's now that like the writer podcast space is so saturated, and no matter what format you want to try and do, someone's already doing it really, really well. And it doesn't mean you can't start one, but like given where I am and JD and Zach, and we said, yeah, if we combined the interviews with the people that JD and I have been getting on the show, and then Zach, so like Zach is bringing like the pure indie rapid release model, and JD is bringing the hybrid, but with the emphasis on the traditional side, and I'm sort of not really in either of those camps. So bringing all three of those perspectives, we thought, wow, that's going to be a really unique show.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. So I have a question for you because we like to bring each other questions. What are you scared of right now?
I am scared that I am going to come to the realization that nobody wants what I have. Nobody wants what I have to offer.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No. No, I mean, it's an unfounded fear, but it's still fear. Like I mean, I know people are struggling financially right now, and yet I'm sitting in doubt going, oh, I don't know. I don't know if people are going to want this. Like, of course they're going to, but that's just part of the entrepreneurial spirit. Like that's part of starting energy is like, there's no guarantee on anything.
Yeah, and we were scared when we jumped into writing full time.
Yep.
We were terrified. That's why we started the show almost 5 years ago.
That's crazy.
Right? Because it was 2016.
17?
No,
3 years ago.
we must have started our show in 2016. Didn't we?
No, now you got me wondering.
Because you quit your job in 2017.
Yeah.
And we did it almost a year before because it
Oh.
was right after I went full time. It was a few months after I went full
Wow.
time
Okay. Then
in
it must
2016.
have been 2016.
Yeah, so it's like 4 years in yeah, and
Wow.
so dang.
Yep.
Well,
Crazy.
those are good fears to have and you'll
Yeah.
be fine. You'll be fine. I'm scared I'm going to move to New Zealand and not have any friends.
I don't think you'll have any problem making friends.
I don't know. I keep hearing like expats when they go to different countries, like there's just a different vibe. And New Zealanders are not Californians. Like
Yeah.
they are a little bit more circumspect. They are not Australians, I will say that. Australians are like Californians, but New Zealanders are more of the stiff upper lip, a little reserved. And what if I scare them all and nobody likes me?
You're so empathetic. You will you will get there, and you will just, you will feed people, you'll read people, like you'll be fine.
Oh, okay. That's my big fear. But I'm, but in terms of like career wise, I'm pretty darn happy. I just I've been loving writing and revising and really going deep with it, and been loving teaching the 90-day classes.
That's great.
Which are
That's
so great. Good right now. My students are so awesome.
Yeah.
They're so helpful. Like I get so much out of them.
Fantastic. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was nice catching up, with the listeners.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't know.
Surprise.
We'll do it every now and then. So, you know, keep us in your feed just in case.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even remember how we used to close. Happy writing.
Same to you. Bye.